Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the last Mishnah of the Masechta Be'ezer Hashem. After learning in the previous Mishnah in Sugya the halachas of the Dalet Parashios, our Mishnah now begins to teach us what is the Kriya in every Yontif. So Machloikis HaRishonim. Some Rishonim, in fact, want to suggest that the Chiyuv Kriya of every Yontif, Kriya Satayra, is the Chiyuv Deraisa. Because as we're going to learn, the Pasuk says, V'yidavim Moshe Smi'adei Hashem Avnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that there's an obligation on every Yontif to read Kriya Satayra. Others suggest that it may not be a full-fledged Chiyuv Deraisa, but certainly we have an obligation to read on all the Yom Tovim. The Rishonim point out that even though we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem now the Mishnah and the Gemara that will identify what is actually read on every Yontif for Kriyas HaTorah and for Maftir, point out the Rishonim that we do not necessarily follow exactly everything as said in the Gemara, what is read. Sometimes there are deviations. And as the Shaios HaTshuvos Afkas Reichel from the Beis Yosef explains, the obligation we have is that on every day identified in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we have a chiv to have Kriyas HaTorah. But the chiv is not specifically to read what is identified in our Gemara. And as long as we have Kriyas HaTorah, we have a Mekayim the Takonas Chazal. And the Afkas Reichel actually takes this a step further. He points out that even though when it comes to Shailas Avis of Heter, what's mutter to do or what's also to do, we have to follow exactly what the Gemara says. One cannot say that if the Gemara says something is mutter, I could say it's also or vice versa. Here, when it discusses the Chiyuvim of reading from the Torah, which are not issues of Issa Veheter, we are not as obligated to follow exactly what the Gemara says, and as long as we learn from the Torah on the days indicated, we have been mekayim our obligation. So teaches us the Mishnah. The Pesach, on Pesach, Koyim Reparashas Tamei Shataras Kahanim, we read from the Psukim in Vayikra that speak about Yom Tovim, but Seris on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos. The parasha which speaks the parasha of Kol Bechor, which again speaks about Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah, we read Chodesh Hashvi Bechad L'Chodesh. We read about the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Kippurim, we read Achrei Mois. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Koyrin B'Parshas Hamayados Shebetoros Kahanim. On the first day of Sukkot, we read about the parasha in the in Taurus Kahanim VeYikra, v'shah kol yimay sachag bekabaras sachag, and for the rest of the yontif we read during Chol Moed about the kabanas that were brought on yontif. There's actually a very fundamental machloikus rishonim what is the way we read the Kriyas HaTorah on Chol Moed Sukkot. As the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, in Eretz Yisrael, where we keep one day Yontif, 5 days Chol Moed, and then the last day Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, and there is no question of keeping 2 days Yom Tovim, every day we read the Kabbonis of that days that was brought on that day of Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash, and all four people that are called up for Aliyahs on those 4 days, on those 5 days of Chol Moed, we just keep on rereading for every person getting an aliyah the exact same kriya. The question, however, is for people in Chutz Laaretz, how do they read Kriyas HaTorah on Chol Moed Sukkot? As the Rishonim also point out, on Yontif, given that we don't want that anybody should consider Yontif Sheni Shagolius not a full-fledged Yontif, so we read only the Kriya of the Yontif. So not anybody should believe that it's not Yontif. But in Chol Moed, that we in Chutz La'aretz keep 2 days Yontif because of Sveika the Yoima. We're not exactly sure which is the day of Yontif. So what should be read? So the machloikis between the Rishonim. Rashi holds that, let's say it's the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz La'aretz. So given that it's the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz La'aretz, so we're not sure, is it the second day of Yontif or is it the third day of Yontif? Teaches us Rashi, what should be done is that the first person should read B'yom HaSheni, the second person should read B'yom HaShlishi. Shlishi should read the next day's Kriya, which is Yom HaRevi, and Revi should reread Yom HaSheni V'yom HaShlishi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the first person should read Yom HaSheni, the second person should read Yom HaShlishi, the third person rereads Yom HaSheni, and the fourth person getting Aliyah reads Yom HaShlishi. The Rif and the Rosh hold that the Kohen reads Yom HaSheni, the Levi reads Yom HaShlishi, the person getting the third Aliyah again reads B'Yom HaShlishi, and the Revi reads Yom HaSheni V'Yom HaShlishi. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rosh. The Ramah paskins like Rashi, which is our minig. And the basis of the Machloikis is that both Rashi and the Rif agree that the main Aliyah is the Revi. And in that Aliyah, we're calling the person up to read Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi, which are the two possibilities this first day of Chol Hamoed are. Rashi, however, holds that since the main Kriyas HaTorah is accomplished with Revi, it doesn't make that much of a difference, according to Rashi, what's read for Shlishi. And even though, according to Rashi, we're reading for Shlishi something which is certainly not today's carbon, according to Rashi, we're reading for Shlishi Yom HaRevi, it doesn't really make a difference. The Rif and Rosh, however, hold that reading on the first day Chol Hamoed, the Kriya of Yom HaRevi, which is certainly not appropriate to be read today, is improper. And even though, as we've learned so many times, we try to avoid rereading a Kriya that we've read already, given that we have no option, that's why they say we should read over Yom HaShlishi for the person getting the third Aliyah. On Chanukah we read the Parsha of the Nesiim, the Parsha and Parsha's Nosoi that discusses the different Karbonos that were brought, the different donations that were brought by the Nesiim by the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Mefarshim discuss what is the connection between that and Chanukah. So some Rishonim explain that given that when the Yevonim attacked the Beis HaMikdash, they also broke the Mizbeach, and they did severe damage to the Beis HaMikdash, and when ultimately by Chanukah Klal Yisrael prevailed, they re-inaugurated the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's appropriate to read the Parsha of the Chanukah. Another pshat that the Mishnah Brura brings down is that actually the Mishkan in the Midbar, when it was completed, was on Chav Chei Kislev, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that the actual use of the Mishkan, the actual inauguration, should only begin Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But given that Chav Chei Kislev was a day when the Mishkan was completed, it's appropriate to read on that day the Parasha of the Chanukah and the Siyam. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that Aaron, Rashi teaches us this in the beginning of Parashas Ba'aloyscha, Aaron was actually upset that he did not participate in the Chanukah HaMishkan with all the other Nesiim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lama Ataboish, don't be upset. Your portion and your job is greater than all of theirs, because Sha'at Madlik Umeitiv Esaneris. You will be the one to bring to bring the kabbonis, to madlik and mate of seneris. You'll be the one to bring the light the menorah every day. So actually, lighting the menorah of Aaron represents a Chanukas HaMishkan. That's the way he did the Chanukas HaMishkan, by bringing the menorah. So when Chanukah, when the Chanukas HaMenorah took place, when they were able to light the menorah, it's very connected to this concept of Chanukas HaMishkan. Continues the Gemara. On Purim we read the Yovah HaMolech, the parasha of Yovah HaMolech, and we remember that Tosfos taught us that even though the parasha of Yovah HaMolech is only a parasha of 9 psukim, and we've learned that the minimum parasha that we read has to be 10, given that it's a self-contained parasha that has in it 9, that has in it the entire subject, even though it's 9 psukim, we read it. Berosh Chadashim, we read Berosh Chadshechem, but Mamadois, which we've been discussing, that every day when the Beis Hamikdash stood, there were people that used to fast and daven and read from the Torah. They would read from the parasha of Maaseh Bereishis, because as we learned in the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, these parashas were chosen because the whole world depends on the karbonos being brought. But Tanias, on Tanesim we read Brachos for Klolos, we read from the Teichacha. And the Rambam points out that we learned as recently as yesterday, the previous year, that isn't the Kriyas HaTorah for Tainis Vayichal. So why is our Mishnah saying that it's Teichacha? So the Rambam points out that there were two types of Tanesim. They had the Tainis Tzibur, which we're used to, and in those Tanesim, indeed, they read Vayichal. But as we also learned in Masechta Tainis, they had special Tanesim that were decreed when Klal Yisrael had specific tzoris. During those Tanesim, says the Rambam, as our Mishnah teaches us, they would read from the Teichacha, and teaches us the Mishnah, Eim Mefsik Meklolos, we do not interrupt in middle the reading of a Teichacha, we don't make a Hisof in the middle, El Echad Kairos Kulon, there's one person that gets that entire Aliyah. B'Sheni Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday of a regular week, or b'Shabbos b'Mincha, on Shabbos b'Mincha, Karin Kesidron, we read the Parshas HaShavua, then Oyin Lemon HaChesbon, which means that if on Shabbos Mincha, and then on Monday and Thursday, we read from the Parsha till Sheni, next Shabbos, when we begin Kriyas HaTorah, we do not begin by Sheni, we begin from the beginning of the Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda Osad, in the Shas HaTshuvas, Yehuda Yala, points out from the terminology of our Mishnah, one could extrapolate that given that the Mishnah says B'Sheni and Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday we read from the Torah, and it doesn't specify any special time in the day when we read from the Torah, he says that we could read from the Sefer Torah all day, and therefore he says this, it's a shayla that could come up quite often, if someone wasn't able to have Kriyas HaTorah b'Shachris, let's say one is traveling and he wasn't able to have Kriyas HaTorah b'Shachris, so he says he could read by Mincha, because our Mishnah says as long as it's Monday and Thursday, that's when the Torah is read. There are other Paiskim, the Chasam Sofer and other Paiskim, that also consider the Shaila, and perhaps this Shaila could actually be connected to another Shaila. We know that if Purim is on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah, as we learned in our Masechta, because we're concerned Shema Yavirena Dalar Amos Peshus Rabbim. One may come to carry the Megillah Dalar Amos. So the question the Rishonim ask is, so why don't we have the same concern every Shabbos? How do we read from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Why isn't there a concern of Shema Yavirena Dalar Amos Peshus Rabbim? The answer given, and we've spoken about this concept previously, is that the Chiv of Kriyas Megillah and the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah are different obligations. The Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is an obligation on the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to read from the Torah. By a Tzibur, we're not concerned Shem Yavarena Dalar Amos Peshus HaRabim. On the other hand, the Chiv of Kriyas Megillah is an obligation on every individual, and by the individuals, we're concerned Shem Yavarena Dalar Amos Peshus HaRabim. So, if it's a Chiv of Tzibur, so if one couldn't daven B'tzibur Shachris on Monday and Thursday, and he missed Kriya B'tzibur, perhaps he doesn't have an obligation to make it up. But based on this line of reasoning, perhaps we could differentiate between a yochid, an individual who missed Kriya's HaTorah on a Monday and Thursday, versus a tzibur. If there's a whole tzibur, if there's a minion of people that miss Kriya's HaTorah on a Monday and Thursday, and Kriya's HaTorah, as we just explained, is a chiv on the tzibur, they should have Kriya's HaTorah by mincha. On the other hand, if it's only individual, he doesn't have a specific personal obligation, and he missed Kriya's HaTorah Monday and Thursday, perhaps he doesn't have to make it up later in the day. Shenema, the halacha, as we said at the beginning of our shir, that we have to read on every yontif about that yontif special kriya, is the pasuk says, "V'yidaber Moshe mi'adei Hashem abnei Yisrael mitzvason she'karen kolecha vecha bezmanoi." It's a chiyuv mitzvah to read every yontif about that yontif. And the Rishonim point out that our Mishnah doesn't mention that on the Yom Tovim they took out two Sefer Torah, as we do. One Sefer Torah to read the Kriyas Hayoim, which has been identified in our Mishnah, and the other Sefer Torah was taken out to read. We take out to read Karbonos, whatever carbon is brought on the Yontif. Our Mishnah, interestingly, doesn't mention it. It seems that this minig of taking out two Sefer Torah on Yontif is a later minig, only established in the time of the Gaon. Teaches us the Gemara, Tanarabonim. Pesach, Karm, Parshas Me'adois. As we learned in our Mishnah on Pesach, we read from the Parsha about in Emor about Yom Tovim, Maftirim Pesach Gilgal, and we read the Haftarah that speaks about Klai Yisrael after entering Eretz Yisrael, made a Mizbeach in Gilgal, and that's where they brought the first Karm Pesach after being all those years in the Midbar. Vidna, and as we know that in Chutz Lords, we have two days Yontif. Yom Kam, on the first day of Pesach, we say Maftir Pesach, Haftarah Pesach Gilgal. Ulamachar, on the second day Pesach, the Haftarah, we speak about Pesach Yoshio, which speaks also about the current Pesach that was brought in the time of Yoshio. Interestingly, the Karbonos are the kriya of the first day Pesach and the second day Pesach is the same. The Shai Moshe Pesach, what's read on the rest of Pesach, Chol Hamoed, Malak of the Kari Minyonish of Pesach. We take different passages from the Torah that refer to the Yonta Pesach. What does that mean? Amra Papa, Mapu Simon. The Simon to remember is Mapu. Mapu means we read Mishku Kuchul Chem Tzoyin, speaks about taking Kari Pesach. Im Kesef, Talvas Ami, Psolcha, and V'yedaber, which is in Parashas Bamidbar, which speaks about also Kabonis, Karm Pesach. Yontav Akron Shal Pesach, the last day of Pesach, Karim V'yibishalach, which speaks about the Kriyas Yamsuf, Mavtirin, and after is V'yedaber David, which speaks about David saying Shvach V'hoidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saved him from Shaul, which is similar to the Shira, which we thank Hashem for saving us by Yam Suf. Ulamachar, on the last day of Pesach, we read Kol HaBechor, Maftirim, Oid HaYoim, which speaks about the fall of Sancheriv, and how King Chizkiah and Klal Yisrael were saved. And again, we speak about how Klal Yisrael was saved in Mitzrayim, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us in all the years. Omar Abaya, says Abaye, our minhag to read is as follows. Meshoich, this is the first parasha that's read in the first day of Pesach, Mishchu. The second day we read Shor or Kesef. The third day we read Kaddishli Kol Bechor. The next day we read Im Kesef Talvas Ami. The next day we read Psal Lecha, which is read on the fifth day, the third day of Chol Hamoed. The next day we read Bamidbar Sinai. The next day we read Shlach, which is the Parsha B'Shalach we just referred. And the last day, Achron Shal Pesach and Chutz Lortz, we read Kol HaBechor. It's interesting to note Tosfos picks up on this, that here we're saying that on the third day of Chol Hamoed we read the Parsha of Psol Lecho. But actually, this is also the Kriya of, as the Gemara will teach us on Amud Beis, on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So Tosfos points out that if we have a year that there's a Shabbos Chol Hamoed and it's not the third day Chol Hamoed, so that could happen. The only time that can happen is if the first day of Pesach is on Thursday. So the third day will be Shabbos. So that'll be the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz Lo'aretz, second day Chol Hamoed in Eretz Yisrael. There we change the order, and we're going to read Psol Lecho on that day. And what we normally read on the third and fourth day are pushed off to the fourth and fifth day. Betzeres, on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, Maftirim B'Chabakuk, and we read the Haftaris Chabakuk, as Mefarshim explained, because there the Pasuk discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations of the world if they wanted to receive the Torah, so it's certainly the appropriate Kriya for Shavuos. V'yesh Acherim, we read B'Chodesh HaShlishi, which speaks about the parasha of the giving the Aseres HaDibrois, Maftirim B'Markova, and we the Haftarah is the Maisa Markova, which also speaks about what happens in Shemayim. The Pais can point out that even though we've learned in our Masechta that for Maftir Haftarah we could call up even a cotton and certainly any Godel, for the Haftarah called up on Shavuos of the Maisa Markova, which speaks about such esoteric deep subject, it's only appropriate to call up a person who's a godel and a Talmud Chacham that can understand what's being read somewhat. Vidna, Diketre Yoimai, now that we have 2 days of Shavuos and Chutz La'aretz, Avdinan Ketavayu, we read both of the Kriyas that were just identified in the Gemara. However, Ipcha, on the first day we read B'Chodesh HaShlishi and say the Haftarah Markava, and on the second day we read Shiva Shavuos and say the Haftarah of Chabakuk. B'Rosh Hashanah we read the Parash of Chodesh HaShvi'i, as we learned in the Mishnah, which speaks about Rosh Hashanah. Maftirin, and the Haftarah is Haban Yake Li Ephraim, because the Pasuk there says it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering us, which is very much the concept of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, Zechroinos. The Yeshayimrim, and some say we read that Hashem pocket of Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah, Maftirim B'chana, and the Haftarah is Batchana, and the Mefarshim explained because it was on, Rashi says, on Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered both Sarah and Chana, who were HaKarois, to have children. Others explain that the point in reading these Kriya on Rosh Hashanah is to point out that everyone comes for judgment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Tzaddik and Rosh, even people as great as Sarah and Chana came up for judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually remember them for good. We should recognize what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Says the Gemara, Ikka Trei Yoyma, we now everywhere hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Yoyma Kana B'Yosh Oimrim, the first day we read Hashem Pakat HaSara, and we read Haftarah Bat Chanukah, L'Machar, and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah we read Velakim Nisa as Avram. We again, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember our Tzchusim, how Yitzchak was prepared to go on the Akedah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Maftir Ben Yakir, which also speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering us. B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, we read Achrimois Ne'aharon, and the Zohar interestingly says that when we read the Parsha of Achrimois Ne'aharon, when two such great Tzaddikim passed away, one should be Mahar B'Tshuva, cry and feel sorrow for the death of such great tzaddikim. And the Zohar says the one who acts this way will merit and his children will not die in his lifetime. Maftirin kekoy amar Ram v'nitzo, we speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or by mincha on Yom Kippur we read Barayas, the parashah about the forbidden relations. Maftirin b'yoyna, and we say Haftarah of Yoyna. Why do we read about arayas. So the Rishonim give a number of reasons. One reason is that given that arayas are averis that people many times transgress, Yom Kippur is a day for tshuva. So we read about this that a person should recognize perhaps he did averis and do tshuva. Another pshat that I saw that Tosfos brings down is that since on Yom Kippur everyone comes to shul and the women also, and they dress very nicely, and it could come to a person to have improper thoughts, so read the parasha arayas. Another pshat that I saw is based on the Gemara at the end of Masechta Tainis, where we learned that Yom Tovim Ketuba Av Yom Kippurim, where the men and women would meet for purposes of getting married. So since they met on that day, so we have to warn them to keep their machshavos, their thoughts, proper. The Haftarah is, as we just learned, about Yoina, and the Mefarshim explain what is the lesson. One is to teach us that the doors of tshuva are never closed. The city of Nineveh, which was a city that had the people of Nineveh had transgressed so many averis, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a chance to do tshuva. And another pshat that the Mishnah Brura brings down the Sharetzion is that we know that Yoina tried to run away and not carry out the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him of going to speak to the city of Nineveh. And the message here we learn, says the Sharetzion, is that one should always recognize that we were brought to this world with a tachlis. We were brought to this world with a goal that we have to accomplish. And if we don't accomplish it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that we'll accomplish it. He says we'll have to come perhaps again to the world again. And therefore a person should take heed and be careful to do what he's supposed to do while he's in this world. There's an interesting shaila asked by Rabbi Akiva Eger regarding the kriya by mincha on Yom Kippur. We know that on a Tainis by Mincha we read from the Sefer Torah and we say Haftarah Dirsha Hashem B'Matzu. The question is on, and we only give an Aliyah under those circumstances to someone who's fasting. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, what will be the halacha on Yom Kippur by Mincha? Do we have to be careful to give an Aliyah only to someone who's fasting, like on every Tainis? And if somebody, let's say Rahman Salon is sick and can't fast, should not get an Aliyah by Mincha? Or is the Kriya by Mincha because of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur? It's a Kriya of Yom Kippur, and therefore it has nothing to do with the person fasting or not, and we could call him up to the Torah. So some say, the Gra seems to suggest that it depends on the Tainus, and somebody not fasting should not get an Aliyah. Others disagree, it has to do with Yom Kippur. The Macheshes, interestingly, says it's connected to the Shaila of what brachas are said by the Haftarah on Yom Kippur. The Mechaber, he says that the same brachas that we say when we read Haftarah, Shabbos and Yontif in the morning, are read by Yom Kippur by Mincha. We say Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoideh V'Al Yom Kippurim. So that is the Mechaber's position. The Rama disagrees and says just like on a Tainus Sibur, we read HaTorah by Mincha, but we don't say the last bracha of Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoideh by a Tainus. So too should it not be said Yom Kippur by Mincha. Suggests the Macheshes that the Machloikis of the Mechaber of the Rama and the Rama is really the Shaila of Kivega. According to the Mechaber that we say Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoideh V'Al Yom Kippurim, so it's obvious that the Kri is because of Yom Kippurim, and therefore even a person who's not fasting can get the Aliyah. However, according to Rama, that we omit the Brach of Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoideh V'Al Yom Kippurim, so obviously the Kri is HaTorah has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's just like in every fast that we read in the afternoon by Mincha Kriya Satira, and therefore according to Rama, someone fasting should not get an Aliyah Yom Kippur. Someone not fasting should not get an Aliyah Yom Kippur by Mincha. Amar Rav Yochanan teaches us Rav Yochanan, Kamakim Shata Maitzik V'Rosh Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever we find the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the Maitzik of Nesasai we also learn about his humility. Mashal points out, it's not kamakoin, it's not everywhere. There are psukim in the Torah that speak about the greatness of Hashem and don't necessarily connect to Avos Nasai. Just the point is that in all the psukim that the Gemara is now going to mention, we find this concept, and we have psukim in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim expressing this concept. The Noda Behuda points out that what we're trying to show is what Yom Kippur is all about. That even though Yom Kippur is a day of such a great day where Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and judges us, still Avos Nasai, we read about the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol and how he treats every person, judges every person individually, and treats every person with Gevaldige Rechmonis. Dov is a Gospel Torah, it's mentioned in the Torah, Vishoni, V'ksuvim, repeated a second time in Nevi'im, V'shosh K'suvim, and a third time in K'suvim. Gospel Torah, it says in the Torah, K'shem Elokeichem, Hu Elokeo, Akim, V'adonai Adonim, he's so great, V'ksib Esrei, Oysa Mishpah Yosma Mona, he worries about the orphans and the widows. Shoni V'Nevi'im, Koy Amar Rom, V'nisa Shochet, Ad V'Kaddish, how great and powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ksib Esrei, V'stakev Shul Ruach, those that are low, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. V'sholos B'Ksuvim, the Ksiv, Soilu Soilu Roich, B'Arovis B'Koshma, the one that goes in the highest heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in the highest heavens, V'Ksiv, and it says afterwards, Avi Yisoymim V'dayin Amonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the widows and the orphans. V'farshim explain, by whom do we find Gedulasa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who is the person that the Shechina should be on him? The person who has humility. And as the Mefarshim explained, what is Pshat? Pshat is because who is the person that's worthy that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should rest on him? Who is the person that Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Gilui Shechina? It's a person that realizes who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. If a person truly realizes who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he has to be an Onov. He has to be modest. How could you think that you're someone when you realize what you are, Kneged Melech Malchei Melochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Brisa continues, Yontav Rishon Shachag, on the first day of Sukkot, Koyrim Parasha Samayadash, Taras Kahanim, we read the Parasha in Taras Kahanim, of Yom Tovim, in Emor, Maftirin Hine Yoyim Baal Hashem, it speaks about the Mecham of Gog and Magog, which the Rishonim teach us will take place on Sukkot. V'idna Dikatre Yoyimai, we who keep 2 days of Yontav Sukkot on Kutz Lords, Mechach Mikr Hachanam Kriya, we read the same Kriya, Efturi Mai, what is the Haftarah, Maftirin V'yekalu Al Melech Shleimah. The rest of Sukkot, we read about the Kabbonis. We describe that Kriya when we learned the Mishnah. Yontif Achron, on the last day of Yontif, on Shemini Atzeres, we read Kol Bechor, Mitzvah Chukim Bechor, and we read all of the Parsha. We start from Aser to Aser, which speaks about all of the Chiyuvim in different Chiyuvim that we have to accomplish when we collect the grain, because Sukkot, as we know, is the Chag HaOsif, when they collected the grain and had to be Mekayim these mitzvahs. Maftirim, and the Haftarah V'hik Chalai Shleima, because this we speaks about when Shleima finished inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, which took place this time of the year. L'machar, on Simchas Torah, we read V'zayis HaBracha. Maftirim V'yamat Shleima, which speaks about Shleima HaMelech getting up and blessing Klal Yisrael. Tosfos points out that our minig is to read Haftarah V'yi Achrim Moshe. Amar Avun Amar Rav, Shabbos Shachal Lius B'chol Shemoid, Shabbos Chol Moid, Bein B'suk Pesach, Bein B'suk Esbot, and Pesach and Sukkot, Mikra Karin and Reyata, we read the Parsha P'saloch, P'salocha, and we described earlier in the Shir what happens on Pesach, when that's also the Kriya of the third day Chol Moid. Afturi, the Pesach, what's the Aftar and Pesach we read? Hatzomis Hayaveshois, that speak about the Tzomis Hayaveshois and Yecheskel that were brought back. So too, how we had a Yeshua on Pesach. The Sukkot we speak about B'yoyim by Gog, as we explained, Mechemes Gog and Magog will be on Sukkot. The Chanukah we explain, we read about the Nesiim, Umaftirim Veneris to Zechariah. The Mikle Shtei Shabbos, of the two Shabbos Chanukahs, Kamaisa, the first Shabbos Chanukah we read, Neris to Zechariah, Pesreis, the second Shabbos Chanukah we read, Neris Shloima. Bepurim, we read the Yavah Amalek, Barashi Chadoshim, we read Barashi Chadshechem, Rish Chodesh Chali is Peshabbos, Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we read the Haftarah Vahay Midei Chodesh Pechadshoi, Chalius Be'echav Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, Me'esma Maftirim the Shabbos, the day before Rosh Chodesh, the Haftarah is V'yom Elo Yonis and Mach Chodesh, where it speaks about the great love that existed between Yonison and David, and how Shaul wanted to attack David, and Yonison and David met, etc. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalius Be'Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh of comes out in Shabbos, Mafterim, Chatshechem, Umaydechem, Son and Nafshe, Hoyalayla Terech, I hate your, the Yom Taibim that you alone made. And the Medrash says, the Goy met Rabbi Kiva and asked Rabbi Kiva, how do you celebrate Yom Taibim? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Chatshechem, Umaydechem, Son and Nafshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates our Yom Taibim? So Rabbi Kiva answered him, Chatshechem Umaydechem, the Yom Taibim that we ourselves initiated are hated. But when we follow the Yom Taibim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to follow, of course he wants us to follow those Yom Taibim. Tosfos points out that we do not follow this order mentioned here in the Gemara. Rather, for the three Shabbosim before Tisha B'Av, we read the Gimel de Purim Yosai, the last Shabbos before Tisha B'Av being Shabbos Chazoyim, and then for the seven Shabbosis after Tisha B'Av, we read the Shiva de Nechemta, seven Haftarahs that speak about Nechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoling us and comforting us that the Beis Hamikdash will ultimately be rebuilt and we will go back to Eretz Yisrael. My Hayol Tarek, the Pasuk says that Yom Yom Taivim were for me a bother. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Loidayim Lo Yisrael Shechaitin Lefonai. It's not enough that Klai Yisrael do Averis, El Shemetrichin I see Leida, Ezek Zeru Shekosha Avileim. They bother me to have to figure out what type of terrible punishments I have to bring them. And as the Mashal explains this Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brings an Einish, a punishment on a person, he brings it Mida Kenega Mida. Why does he bring a Mida Kenega Mida? So the person should recognize what Avera he did, because the Einish is brought as a wake-up call. You did this Avera, you got this Einish, it must be because you did an Avera similar that causes you to get such an Einish, and do Tshuva, and the Einish will go away. So here, what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mashal is saying, that they did so many different Averas, different varieties and a different severity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to figure out how to bring an Einish that a person that will be Mida Kenega Mida to recognize all this. But Tisha B'Av Gufei Maftarinin, what is the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av? Amarav Echa Hoysel Zoyna. Mikra Mai, what is the Kriya? Tanya Cherem Aymer V'Loy Sishmali, if you don't listen to me, we'll get punishments that we just described. Reb Nosson by Yosvana, they read an honor. Yonatsuni, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, until will the people anger me, which happened after the Avera of the Meraglim, which we know, as we've learned, happened on Tisha B'Av. The previous one was about the eagle, and this is about the Meraglim. Abaya Amar Ha'edna Nog Amil Mikri, our meaning is to read Kisoilet Bonim, Maftirim Osef Asifim. But Mamadois, we read from the Maisa Bereshis, Menani Mili, Omer of Ami, El Mali Mamodus, if not for the Mamodus, Len the Sky Mishra Mayim Varots, the heaven and earth will not have an existence. Shinemar, Im Labrisi Yoim Velaila, Chukush Mayim Varots Losabti, Viksiv. And again, the Gemara continues to speak about how vital and important the Kabbonis are. Vyoim Hashem al Kim, Bema Eda Karishana. Avram Avinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will I know that? Will I inherit the land that you promised me? And as the Beis Halevi explains, Avram Avinu was the Rosh Hamaminim. He was the person that had the greatest level of Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, it wasn't a question that he was asking, how do I know what you say you're going to do? There must be some sort of a depth in this question. And the depth of the question was that Avraham Avinu saw that many nations of the world will come and go. And his question was, B'ma'ir Rishenu, how do I know that Klal Yisrael will remain Chai V'Kayom forever? Amar Avraham Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shem Chas Yisrael Chayitel Lefnecha. Perhaps Chas Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael will do Averis, V'Atem Mevi Aleihem, V'Atem Oyselam K'Dar Mabel K'Dar Afloga, and you will treat them like the Dar Mabel and Dar Afloga, and destroy them. So Meretz Chayis asks, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a promise that he will never bring another Mabel? Answer the Meretz Chayis. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was they won't destroy the entire world with a Mabel, but perhaps a portion of the world he will. Or he won't bring another time a Mabel of Mayim, of water, but maybe bring a flood of a different type of fire, Amloy Lav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I won't do it. Amalfan of Ram Avinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Banish Loyal, B'ma'eda, how will I know? So he said, Choli Egel Mishaleshes, bring to me three calves. Amalef on Ribbono Shel Olam, Tanim was Manche Beis Midrash Kayim. That I could understand when the Beis Midrash is standing. However, Bismanche ain't Beis Midrash Kayim Ata Eleim. When Klaiso will not have a Beis Midrash, how will they be able to exist? They don't have Kabbonis. So Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to them. Responds to Avram. Kvat Kantalam say the Kabbonis. I already established that they should have kabbonis, kozman shekarim behem, and whenever they read the pashas kabbonis, mala ani aleim kilim makrivim lefonei karban, I consider as if they brought a karban, or mechal ani aleim akav and aseim, and I forgive the averus. And as the mashab points out, how is this all alluded to in the pasuk? Says the mashab, because the pasuk doesn't say kravli, it just said kravli, which is the word used when speaking about bringing a carbon. It says choli. Chol means kochein bedvarim. Take them with words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu there will be a time where they won't be able to bring the kabbonis, they'll be able to say the kabbonis, and that will save them. And based on this is the minig that we say kabbonis every day by tefillah, or even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Harav point out that the minig of Talmid HaChachamim who know how to learn is perhaps not to say Kabbonis, but I saw from the Stipler that the Stipler says that only refers to the part of Kabbonis of Ezu Mekoimon and the last price of Tana Debei Rebbe Shmuel B'Shloshes Esrei Midos HaTorah in the Dreshes. Since that part of the Kabbonis is said because the person should not miss learning any day. So there were people that never learned. So they therefore said these brises that with that they will be Mekayim Talmud Torah. And therefore Talmidei Chachamim, who do learn every day, don't have the minig not to say it. However, points out the Stipler, that has nothing to do with the parashas HaKavanah Tamid or the parasha of Ketores, that's not said to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and it should be said every day. And in fact, the Paiskim point out that given that the Kabbonis are here to take the place of when the Kabbonis were actually brought, a number of halachas that apply by Kakrovis Kabbonis also apply by Saint Kabbonis. That's why Kabbonis should not be said before Alois HaShachar, because a carbon should not be said, was not brought before Alois HaShachar. Magen Avraham says the Kabbonis should be set standing, just like the Kohanim stood when they brought the Kabbonis. Another meaning is that the parasha of the Karban Tamid should only be said B'tzibur, because the Karban Tamid is a Karban Tzibur. Mizma L'Soida, we don't say on Shabbos, we don't say on Pesach, because the Karban Taida wasn't brought on Shabbos and on Pesach. The Paiskum say that when saying the Ketores, we have to be careful to pronounce and mention every one of the Ketores, because as we know, if one omitted bringing one of the ingredients of the Ketores, chas v'sholem, chayiv misa. However, the Chikrei Leih points out that even though our Gemara says how important it is to say the Kabbonis, it doesn't mean that if somebody did an Aveira for which he's Chayiv a Karbon, and a Mitzvah Shem, Mashiach will come B'Karayiv and will have the Beis HaMikdash, that he won't have to bring another Karbon. Because he brings the Raya from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where it was the Tana who accidentally moved the candle on Shabbos, and he says they put away money that when Beis HaMikdash will be built, he'll owe a Chatas Shmeina, he'll owe a Karbon Chatas. Now, certainly, says the Chikri Lev, the Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, the Tana of that Gemara, certainly did tshuva, and obviously, even if he did tshuva, and even if he said Parshas Kabbonis, it's still required when Mashiach comes, Bekarayv, to bring Kabbonis.